Hello, Women in Tech of India. I'm excited to be here with you today. My name is Victoria Grady, and I run the Developer Evangelism Group at Microsoft. Today, we're here to celebrate women in technology, and I've been inspired by some amazing women at Microsoft throughout my career. Women who have helped build the technology sector, women who excel both in their careers as well as their personal lives. I'd like to introduce you to just a few of them. Here are their stories.
My interest in technology started very young. My mom was a biology major. She was the only woman in her department, and she always encouraged us to follow our passions in science and technology.
Both my parents are engineers. So as people who grow up in India know, that basically means you are going to be an engineer and nothing else. So my career choices were mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, civil engineering, computer science engineering, or any other kind of engineering I wanted to do.
So I got to Microsoft because I was a Windows 7 campus representative at my university. So the internship is what really got me here.
I'm one of those classic examples of people who didn't study technology. I majored in journalism and poli-sci in university, and I thought that I wanted to be a journalist. And then my first job out of college, I ended up teaching high school.
It's a forgiving sector. There are a lot of opportunities in the technology space, and if you're passionate about it, you can find a career in it, and you'll do great.
I remember saying to my mom, you know, if I lived in Seattle, that's where I would go work. And Microsoft was just a natural choice for me.
Microsoft is one of the original student startups that changed the world, and I always respected and appreciated that, which makes a lot of sense today for my job, because here I am teaching students that they can change the world.
A job in technology can take you anywhere. I've started out in the banking industry, moved to oil and gas, and then into wireless telecom, and that led me here to Microsoft.
Essentially, what brought me to Microsoft was a desire to apply technology at the next level and be more than a builder, and instead of just building things, be able to build systems.
I started at Microsoft as a young woman in technology back in 1995. And over the course of the past two decades, I've often been the only female in the room on more than one occasion, but it hasn't ever deterred me because it's actually been shaped who I am. It's given me the opportunity to work alongside and build relationships with some of the top technology minds on the planet, both male and female alike.
It's really about the confidence and feeling like even though you're in a room full of men, that you still have a voice and it matters and your perspective is important.
So you always have to start inside yourself and not be conscious of being different because you're a woman.
I have to be comfortable in my own skin, and when I do that, people see it and they respect me.
I think women bring a different perspective that coupled with men ends up giving you us better solutions.
I got into technology because I really wanted to learn the skills to build something to better the world. I wanted to be able to contribute in some small way to make one life better or 1,000 lives better.
Microsoft really respects and understands the value that we all bring to the table.
There is no perfect path to a career in technology. As you can see, we've all come from different backgrounds. We have different journeys we've been on, and you will too.
I am so excited that all you women are interested in technology. The best advice I can give you is to keep going for it. Don't let anything stop you from reaching your goals.
I can say this from the bottom of my heart. I was a very, very average girl, and I am still an average person. But over life, I have come to understand that you have just as much opportunity and likelihood of success as anybody else in this room.
I think it's great to have goals, but if you're not enjoying today, then you're really missing an opportunity.
I'm not a programmer, I'm not a developer, I'm not a coder, but I'm a user and consumer of technology, and it's so important, and I love it. It's one of the best things ever to be around technology and how it improves my life.
We're proud to be part of an ever-growing, ever-strengthening community of diverse women in tech around the globe. Believe in yourself, believe in your technology dreams, because we at Microsoft believe in you, and we can't wait to see where your journey lands you.